Listening Test 3, Part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about difficult situations they have been in. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says they did in each situation. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1.
There was a storm blowing as I walked along the cliffs, and down below I noticed a rowing boat being thrown about by the huge waves. I took out my phone to call the rescue services or the police, but there was no signal. If the boat had hit the rocks, it would have been smashed to pieces, so I ran along the cliff top until I came to a small bay. I ran back and shouted to the crew to row towards it as hard as they could, and eventually they managed it. There, the waves pushed their boat into the bay, where they were able to take shelter.
Speaker 2.
It was my first night out in that city, and when I saw the last bus home disappearing round the corner, I knew I had a problem. It was cold and I couldn't afford a taxi. But I didn't want to bother my host family by asking them to pick me up, so I set off on foot, telling myself it'd only take me an hour or so. 4 hours later, I was still walking. I was soaked through and my hands were frozen. When I eventually reached the house, the family said how worried they'd been and asked why I hadn't phoned. By then, I wished I had.
Speaker 3.
I realised straight away I'd been overcharged, but it was only by a small amount, and my first thought was to forget about it as I was in a hurry. Then I noticed the assistant glance at me, and somehow I knew it had been deliberate. I gently pointed out the error, but he became quite aggressive. Not wanting to get into a row about it, I asked to speak to the manager, and when she came over, I explained that I hadn't been given the correct change. The assistant angrily denied this, but the manager pointed to a security camera right above us. He immediately gave me my money.
Speaker 4.
Carlos, Alfonso and I had been camping in the mountains, and it was time to leave. Just then, a dense mist descended, and soon we realised we were completely lost. I was in favour of keeping going along the path, while Carlos suggested heading downhill. Alfonso, though, wanted to phone Mountain Rescue for help. The two of them had just started arguing when a shepherd appeared. I asked him which way we should go, and he said we'd taken a wrong turning at the bridge. So, we headed back the way we'd come, turned left by the river instead of right, and within 20 minutes, we'd reached the village.
Speaker 5.
I was doing a cross-country run when suddenly I tripped and fell, feeling a sharp pain in my ankle. As I lay there, I wondered whether I'd be able to stand on it, maybe even carry on running. But I remembered what I'd been taught as a nurse, so I kept it still, checking to see if it was broken. It didn't seem to be, so I decided against calling an ambulance, but I didn't want to take any chances, so I phoned my sister. She immediately offered to come and collect me, and within 15 minutes, she was able to help me to the car and take me home.
That is the end of Part 3. Now turn to Part 4.